7668, cancel that request to talk. I will just run my run 15 minutes late. Thanks.
Okay. I was actually on the phone talking with the real supervisor. So you were late because of your mechanical issue. When you have issues like that, we just want to make sure so that we know what's happening and we know where to cut you in, because we totally would have had you deadhead somewhere, which I'd still like to do that. But when you're that far behind leaving somewhere, if you could hit a ready for service so we can tell you where to go, because your follower was confused on why you didn't pick anybody up because they don't know what's going on. So just, you know, for future, if you could just, you know, send a ready for service and say, hey, what would you like me to do? Because I would have headed you to Washington Square or Tigard or somewhere, if that makes sense.
I copy what you're saying, and I did send a ready for service, and I got thanks for the info. Have a great day. So I did do what I was supposed to do, especially because I left so late, and I'm not sure where the mix-up in communication came, but I've got the message on my radio.
Okay, yeah. So I sent you that message not realizing that the time was so late and that you were just going to leave. So I apologize for that. That's my error. So I guess we both had a little lack of communication. I wasn't aware that the passengers were going to just not get picked up. So I apologize for that. But I'll be careful of checking your time more next time, but I do want to deadhead you somewhere so you're not running that late, so that you do get a break to the other on the other end.
Too late. I have passengers on board now. I will just run my run and do my job like I have for the last 29 years, but thanks again, and have a great day.
Okay. At 1342.